This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm pretty sure we've talked about this one before. A report the Labor Department puts out called JOLTS, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. It came out this morning and showed, again, that the number of open jobs in this economy is high and rising, about 7.5 million vacancies. Actual hiring lags that number a little bit, which means there is a widening gap between the jobs employers say they have available and the qualified workers companies can find to fill those jobs. And the gap is wider in certain parts of this economy. Logistics is a biggie. Warehousing, trucking, basically getting materials and finished products from here to there. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
Let's start with e-commerce jobs, the backbone operations of shippers, online and big box retailers. Amazon's now paying its workers $15 an hour minimum. Competitors are raising wages to keep up. Michael Gritton heads up the Workforce Development Agency in Louisville, Kentucky, which is a regional logistics hub. He says it's hard for companies to fill late shifts. So they're exploring offering childcare assistance and
hiring more ex-offenders, trying to figure out transportation
to help urban workers get to jobs in distant suburbs. Trucking companies also complain about a labor shortage. 61-year-old long-haul trucker Petru Strugari, a Romanian immigrant, says pay rates have increased, but it's still a tough sell, with long hours and weeks on the road.
My wife complaining all the time, you know, don't I want to come home. They don't bring me home.
Trucking companies know this as well as the folks behind the wheel, says Jeremy Raymer, whose company DriverReach operates an online hiring platform. He says companies are trying to poach each other's drivers with better pay and also better treatment, schedules that get them home regularly, extra compensation for time spent loading and unloading.
It's going to improve their ability to earn an income, but also it keeps them there because they're happy because they know that you're on their side.
Long-haul trucking has high turnover, and Raymer says it's better for companies to spend a little to keep good drivers than to let them walk. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.